It's the 11th of June in the year of our Lord 2017, and I'm sitting in a stone shed in the heart of the Yorkshire Dales, gibbering into a microphone and welcoming you to another hour and a half of the very, very best in folk, roots and acoustic music. Loads and loads of great stuff for you, and a very interesting show, because the whole show is based on folk songs that have come from poems set to music. Loads of suggestions from people on my Facebook site, so I'm going to kick off straight away with a suggestion from Anna Sawkins, who says, "All around my hat, there's a printed version in the Bodleian Library. I think John Langstaff collected it." And Jeff B. Cohn also said, "All around my hat, the old ballad." Well, it's really interesting because the song was a hit for Steel Eye Span, but Brian Peters, singer and concertina player extraordinaire of the North of England, says the version of All Around My Heart that became a folk rock hit in the 70s was made from the words to a different song grafted onto a melody and chorus that we all came to know and love rather well. Baring Gould messed about with a set of words that was popular amongst costermongers and street traders, particularly in London. "I decided," Brian says, "controversially, to omit the spoken asides between verses, such as, 'Here's your fine cauliflowers,' which I felt didn't really contribute to the pathos of the story." Well, here is All Around My Hat, without cauliflowers, mushrooms, potatoes, or a lovely bunch of coconuts.
All around my hat I will wear the green willow, and all around my hat for a 12-month and a day. And if anyone should ask me the reason why I'm wearing it, it's all for my true love, who's far, far away. A 12-month and a day,
And if anyone should ask me the reason why I'm wearing it, it's all for my true love, who's far, far away. All around my hat, I will wear the green willow, and all around my hat, for it's well more than the day. And if anyone should ask me the reason why I'm wearing it, it's all for my true love, who's far, far away.
All around my hat, Steel Eye Span. A Parcel of Steel Eye Span is the name of the album from which it comes. Now, Christy Moore has recorded a lot of Wally Page's songs. Wally Page, Dublin singer-songwriter, who wrote The Beco Drum, Smoke and Strong Whiskey, All for the Roses, and many more. One of my favourite Christy Moore songs of recent years is So Do I. And although Wally is responsible for all the words and music, I think it was inspired by a Thomas Hardy poem. I think it's called This Is the Weather. Hardy is the most folky of all the mainstream English poets after John Clare. The Hardy poem goes, "This is the weather the cuckoo likes, and so do I. When showers betumble the chestnut spikes and nestlings fly, and the little brown nightingale bills his best, and they sit outside at the traveller's rest, the maids come forth, sprig muslin dressed, and citizens dream of the south and west, and so do I."
This is the day the fisherman likes, and so do I. When the rain puts a shine and the chestnut spikes, hear the curlews cry. The nightingale sings her best, we'll drink a pint in Hamilton's arrest, and the girl I love wore a muslin dress. The fishermen dream of the sun in the west, and so do I. So do I. Now I can see, since the girl that I love dearly has cast her loving spell on me, this is the day the cuckoo likes, and so do I. When the hills fall down in different shapes, and the swallows fly, to a hidden beach where boats can't go, mountain rivers overflow, I hear the squealing of the seagulls as off home they go. So do I, and so do I. Now I can see, since the girl that I love dearly has cast her loving spell on me, I'll cross the seven oceans forevermore, I'll wander till she has cast her loving spell on me. This is the day the fisherman likes, and so do I. When the rain puts a shine and the chestnut spikes, hear the curlews cry. the nightingale sings her best. We'll drink a pint in Hamilton's rest, and the girl I love wore a muslin dress, and the fishermen dream in the sun in the west. So do I, and so do I.
Christy Moore with So Do I from his album This Is The Day. Beautiful, beautiful song written by Wally Page. Now, I had loads of suggestions for this next song. Peter Utart said the outside track written by Australian poet Henry Lawson. Lawrence Hoy said the outside track, please. Poem by Henry Lawson, tune by Jerry Hallam. Tom C. Reed also suggested Henry Lawson. Mike Rogers says the outside track, best known version by Garnet Rogers. What can I say? The vote is overwhelming. Henry Lawson's poem about the loss of friends as they go off to sea or up country, sung beautifully by Garnet Rogers.
Port lights glowed in the morning mist that flowed on the waters green, and over the railing we grasped his fist as the dark tide came between. We cheered the captain, we cheered the crew, and our mates, times out of mind. Cheered the land he was going to, and the land he had left behind. For they marry and go as the world rolls back. They marry and vanish and die, but their spirit shall live on the outside track as long as the years go. Roared Lang Syne as a last farewell, but my heart seemed out of joint. I well remember the hush that fell as the steamer passed the point. We drifted home through the public bars. We were 10 times less by one. Sailed out under the morning stars and under the rising sun. For they marry and go as the world rolls back. They marry and vanish and die, but their spirit shall live on the outside track as long as the years go. And one by one, and two by two, they sailed from the wharf since then. I said goodbye to the last I knew, the last of the careless men. can't the times we had were the best times after all. As I turn aside with a lonely glass, drink to the barroom wall, for they marry and go as the world rolls back. They marry and vanish and die, but their spirit shall live on the outside track as long as the years go by. For they marry and go as the world rolls back. They marry and vanish and die, but their spirit shall live on the outside track as long as the years go by.
The outside track, Garnet Rogers, from his album of the same name. Nancy Kerr and James Fagan do a brilliant version of that too. I should try and dig it out and play it for you because it's wonderful. James, of course, being Australian himself. Peter Clayton and many other people wrote asking for Donal Og. Peter said, I think Donal Og was originally a poem. There's a version of it by Al O'Donnell, and also the Fisher families recorded it. The poem was originally an 8th century Irish ballad, and probably the best translation is by Lady Augusta Gregory. It's one of the greatest love poems in the Irish language. It finishes in English, in the English translation, with, you've taken the east from me, you've taken the west from me. You've taken what is before me and what is behind me. You've taken the moon, you've taken the sun from me. And my fear is great that you have taken God himself from me. Young Daniel, I think it translates from the Irish. The Irish has it as Donal Og. Sheila Chandra here with a beautiful version of a great song, and you'll notice that her treatment of it does owe a lot to her deep roots in the Indian subcontinent.
I saw you first on a Sunday evening about the altar. I was kneeling upon Christ's passion as I was reading, but my eye was on you, and my soul heart pleaded. Oh, Donald Og, can't you feel me near you? Why don't you tremble the way that I do? I'll be your lantern to show you truth plain. On, I'll defend you bravely. Oh, wild as a crow is this heart within me, dark as your shadow is this grief that blinds me, stained as a blueprint on a polished hallway, and it is you that has stained it forever and always. Oh. what's before me and what's behind me. You took east and west when you wouldn't mind me. Sun, moon and stars from my sky you've taken, and the God above, or I'm much mistaken. I saw you first on a Sunday evening, about the altar as I was kneeling, upon Christ's passion as I was reading. But my eye was on you, and my soul heart bleeding. Oh, hey. Oh, hey.
Wow, all the passion of the Indian subcontinent there in a traditional Irish ballad set to music by Lord Knows Who, Donal Ogue. Sheila Chandra from her album Weaving My Ancestors' Voices. The next song was suggested by Alec Lyon, Brian Noon and Kevin Thomas, and it's for The Cottager's Reply from Chris Wood's album Trespasser. It's based upon a poem by Frank Mansell, who came from a Cotswold farming family that could trace its roots in the Cotswolds back to the 14th century. He was, by the way, a great village cricketer, fast bowler for the nearby Sheepiscombe village cricket team for many years. He was a local poet who published one book, Cotswold Ballads, in 1969. A foreword was written by Laurie Lee, the great Laurie Lee of Cider with Rosie fame. The poem was put to music by Chris Wood, and it tells a common tale, really, that stretches from the Highland clearances all the way up to people moving into little, pretty Cotswold villages with their big Chelsea tractors and moving everybody else out, or at least trying to. In this case, the lure of money just doesn't work.
£500,000 English pounds for this old house and a piece of ground. You and your wife, you've always planned to settle down in Cotswold land. Well, you best come in and you best sit down. It's such a long drive from London town. Would you like some tea now while I tell the reasons why I will not sell? The stone-built house that you call nice was gained at far too high a price for me to gaily sign away what others toiled for night and day. They hammered bluestone by the yard, and they found the rent when times were hard. and I lived and died beneath the sun, tending the fields you're gazing on. Now they're all gone, but as for me, the wild hare still runs as free, and at dusk the badger travels still, ancestral highways on the hill. I am as Cotswold bred as these, and I still need these fields and trees, and I need the soil that bore my race and holds their bones beneath this place. You say you'll pay 500 grand for this old house and a piece of land. Well, London's about 4 hours for me, but in your 4x4, you'll do it in 3.
Lovely. Chris Woods from his album Trespasser with The Cottager's Reply. Rowdy Yates said, you've got to include Louis MacNeice's poem Meeting Place by Muddy Pryor and Co. Well, the poem is a great poem. Many of you will know it. And Tim Dowling of the Old Rope / New Rope string band set it to music wonderfully. The tune is one of his own, and the effect, I think, is completely and utterly magical. This is a poem about time, about relationships, and about how the two intermingle in that great game called life.
And two people with one pulse. Somebody stopped the moving stair. Time was away and somewhere else. And they were neither up nor down. The stream's music did not stop, flowing through heaven. Although they sat in a coffee shop, and they were neither up nor down. The bell was silent in the air, holding its inverted voice between the clang and clang of flour, a brazen calyx of no. The bell was silent in the air. The camels crossed the miles of sand that stretched around the cups and plates. The desert was their own, they planned to portion out the stars and days. The camels crossed the miles of sand. Time was away and somewhere else. The waiter did not come, the clock forgot them, and the radio waltz came out like water from a rock. Time was away and somewhere else. Her fingers blinked away the ash that bloomed again in tropic trees, not caring if the markets crashed when they had forests such as these. Her fingers flicked away the ash. God, or whatever means the good, be praised that time can stop like this, that what the heart has understood can verify in the body's peace. God, or whatever means the good. Time was away and she was here, and life no longer what it was. The bell was silent in the air, and all the room one glow, because time was away and she was here.
Wonderful. Meeting Point, Muddy Pryor and the Girls, from the album Under the Covers. Jules Emerson said you've got to include some of the Peter Bellamy Kipling adaptations, like Oak and Ash and Thorn, which is my favourite. Jeff Higginbottom also said any of Peter Bellamy's arrangements of Kipling. Nigel Schofield and Tim Fellows also suggested Kipling. So I've gone for Jules Emerson's choice of Oak and Ash and Thorn. The Tree Song, which is the original title of the poem, comes from Kipling's book Puck of Pook's Hill. Peter Bellamy renamed it Oak and Ash and Thorn and made it the title of the first album he made of songs, of his settings of Kipling's poems. This is probably the most famous of them all. Oak and Ash and Thorn celebrates, as any of us followers of the Green Man will know, the magical powers of trees.
Of all the trees that grow so fair, old England to adorn, greater honored beneath the sun than oak and ash and thorn. Sing oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all of a midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in oak and ash and thorn. Oak of the clay lived many a day, or ever Aeneas began. Ash of the loam was a lady at home when Brut was an outlaw man. Thorn of the down saw new Troy town, from which was London born. Witness here by the ancient try of oak and ash and thorn. Sing oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all of a midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in oak and ash and thorn. You that is old in churchyard mould, he breedeth a mighty bowl. All of her shoes do wise men choose, and beach for cups also. But when ye have killed and your bowl is spilled, your shoes are clean outworn. Back ye must feed for all that ye need to oak and ash and thorn. Sing oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all of a midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in oak and ash and thorn. Elm, she hates mankind and waits till every cusp be laid, to drop a limb on the head of him that anyway trusts her shade. But whether a lad be sober or sad, or mellow with ale from the horn, he'll take no wrong when he lieth along neath oak and ash and thorn. Sing oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all of a midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in oak and ash and thorn. Oh, do not tell the priest our plight, or he would call it a sin. But we've been out in the woods all night conjuring summer in, and we bring you news by word of mouth, good news for cattle and corn. Now is the sun come up from the south with oak and ash and thorn.
Sing oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all of a midsummer's morn. England shall fight till judgment tide by oak and ash and thorn.
Oak and Ash and Thorn, Peter Bellamy. And that particular version comes from the album Electric Eden, unearthing Britain's visionary music. An album well worth getting your hands on. And there's also a really informative book that was published at the same time, looking at the roots of electric folk music. Now, this next song is my own personal choice. The poem was written by Idris Davies, the Welsh poet, and it was set to music by the late and great Pete Seeger. And I think that the version that Dick Gawkin does of it has got the rest of them beat into a cocked hat. This will have a special resonance for anybody who remembers the terrible disaster at Aberfan. This is The Bells of Rhymney.
sing the sad bells of
The Bells of Rhymney, Dick Gochan, and that version comes from an album called Seeds, The Songs of Pete Seeger, Volume 3. Well, Pete Seeger also put a tune to a poem written by Nazim Hikmet called I Come and Stand at Every Door. It's about a child who was in Hiroshima when the bomb was dropped by the Americans at the end of World War II. It was set to music by Pete Seeger, and many of you will recognise the tune. It comes from that great Scots ballad, The Silky of Sul Skerry. This beautiful version I'm going to play you now is sung by the great American folk singer Anne Hills. I come and stand at every door.
For I am dead.
All that I ask is that for peace. You work today, you work today, so that the children of the world may live and grow and laugh and play.
I Come and Stand at Every Door, Anne Hills, and that's from an album called Where Have All the Flowers Gone? The Songs of Pete Seeger, Disc 2. And thanks to Rowdy Yates for suggesting it. Now, I had loads of suggestions for the next song. Janice Hitchcox wrote Down by the Sally Gardens, Moira O'Connell with Karen Matheson. I've not heard Moira on your show lately, Mike, so that would be a real treat. Martin Hall also asked for Down by the Sally Gardens. This is worth reading. He says, somewhere in the attic, I've got a lovely version on vinyl by some Scots bloke, and I can't remember for the life of me his name or the album. And Tom C. Reed, the great Tom Reed, the folk singer who's also a roofer down in London. I played a couple of his tracks from his wonderful album. He wrote to say, Down by the Sally Gardens, by God. I mean W.B. Yeats. Well, the poem Down by the Sally Gardens, Yeats himself admitted, came from a traditional ballad that he only half remembered. The ballad, actually, is called The Rambling Boys of Pleasure, and it has the verse, It was down by Sally's garden, one evening late I took my way. I spied this pretty fair maid, and these words to me she did say. She said, Take love easy, as the leaves grow on the tree. But I was young and foolish, and with my darling could not agree. Well, I think it was T.S. Eliot that said that all poets steal, which is not quite true. I think all poets use anything. It all becomes grist to their mill. And that little verse that Yeats half remembered was turned into not Sally's garden, but the Sally Gardens. Sally is another word for the willow. And willows, of course, were grown for basket making way back when. Down by the Sally Gardens, it was set to music by Herbert Hughes, and the tune he used was from a lovely traditional song called The Maids of Mourne Shore. And I'm going to be a bit of a nerd here, because some people think it's The Morlock Shore. The Morlock Shore is a completely different song, not at all like The Maids of Mourne Shore. Here's Moira O'Connell and Karen Matheson with a beautiful version of Down by the Sally Gardens.
Sally Gardens, my love and I did meet. She passed the Sally Gardens with little snow-white feet. She bid me take life easy as the
sally gardens, my love and I did meet. And she passed the sally gardens with little snow white feet. She bid me take love easy as the grass grows on the weed. But I was young and foolish, and now I am full of tears.
Jerry Douglas on dobro and Ali Bain on fiddle. Down by the Sally Gardens, Moira O'Connell and Karen Matheson sharing the vocals. And that comes, of course, from the album Transatlantic Sessions, Series 2, Volume 3. Now, Alistair Russell, who's an old mate of mine, one-time singer with the Battlefield Band, wrote in to say, great idea for a show, Mike. OK, here we go, blowing our own trumpet again. Miner's Wives by Joe Curry, set to music by Alan Reid and recorded on the album Anthem for the Common Man by Battlefield Band. Well, Ali, no objection to anybody blowing their own trumpet, particularly when it's such a damn good trumpet. Joe Curry was a Scots poet, miner and playwright, went down the pit aged 14 and died in his 70s in 1968. T.S. Eliot described him as the greatest Scots poet since Robbie Burns. And this, Miner's Wives, is an amazing poem. Listen to this. We stood through the naked night to watch the silent wheels that raised our dead. We've gone before to raise the latch and lay the pillow beneath their head. We've done all this for our master's sakes, did it in rags and did not mind. What more could they want? What more can they take? Unless our eyes and leave us blind. This is the Battlefield Band with Miner's Wives.
Sons to broken men, nurtured them on our hungry breasts, and given them to our masters when their day of life was at its best. We have dried their clammy clothes by the fire, solaced them, cheered them, tended them well. Watch the wheels raising them from the mire, and watch the wheels lowering them to hell. We have prayed for them in a godless way. We never could fathom the ways of the God. We have sung with them on their wedding day, knowing the journey and the road. We have stood through the naked night to watch the silent wheels that raise the dead. We have gone before to raise the latch and lay the pillow beneath their head. We have done all this for our master's sakes, did it in rags and did not mind. What more do they want? What more can they take? Unless our eyes and leave us blind.
Poem written by Joe Curry, set to music by Alan Reid of the Battlefield Band, and that comes from their album Anthem for the Common Man. Miner's Wives. Now, I had a storm of postings to the Facebook site suggesting this next song, Raglan Road, from Luke Kelly. Dave Elliott, Lawrence Hoy, Pat Simmons and Joan Foy were amongst the many who suggested Luke's version of the song. What many people don't know is that Luke actually put the tune to the song. What happened was this. The poem was written, as many of you will know, by the great Irish poet Patrick Kavanagh. And one day, the two of them met in one of Dublin's many great drinking houses. It might even have been O'Donoghue's or the Stag's Head. I'm not sure. The two of them sat there drinking. Patrick Kavanagh came out with the poem. And Luke Kelly, being the genius that he was, thought that'll go well to the tune The Dawning of the Day. Fáinne Gael an Leigh, the bright ring of the day, which was an old Irish traditional tune, a march, I think it was. The result, I think, is pure magic. It is the classic version of Patrick Kavanagh's great poem of love found and lost on the streets of Dublin.
On Raglan Road of an autumn day I saw her first and knew that her dark hair would weave a snare that I might one day rue. I saw the danger and I passed along the enchanted way. And I said, let grief be a fallen leaf at the dawning of the day. On Grafton Street in November, we tripped lightly along. Of a deep ravine where can be seen the worth of passion's pledge. The queen of hearts still making tart, and I'm not making hay. Oh, I loved too much, and by such is happiness thrown away. I gave her gifts of the mind, I gave her the secret sign that's known to the artists who have known the true gods of sound and the stone, and word and tint without stint. I gave her poems to say with her own name there and her own dark hair like clouds over fields of May. On a quiet street where old ghosts meet, I see her walking away from me so hurriedly. My reason must allow that I had loved not as I should, a creature made of clay. When the angel woos, the clay he'd lose his way. the dawn of day.
Raglan Road from Luke Kelly. The album that comes from is called The Ultimate Guide to Irish Folk, Disc 1. Well worth getting your hands on, because there's loads of classic standards on the album. If you haven't got the money to buy every album under the sun, it's always handy getting hold of something like that, which has got some of the pick of the litter, the creme de la creme. Jules Emerson said, please play The Hill of Little Shoes by Coop, Boys and Simpson, though I cannot listen to it without bawling my eyes out. Petra Ashby also asked for it, but says it's very dangerous listening to this when driving because your eyes fill with tears. Clive James wrote the poem after going to Auschwitz and seeing in one of the buildings a mound of little shoes which had belonged to children. Pete Atkin is the man who set the poem to music and did it so wonderfully. I find this song, after the dozens of times I've listened to it, still never fails to make the hair stand on the back of my neck and the tears flow.
I live in the shadow of a hill of little shoes. I love, but I shiver with a chill I never lose. I live, I love, but where are they? Where are their lives, their loves, all blown away? And every little shoe's a foot that never grew another day. If you could find a pair and put them on the floor, make a mark in the air like the marks beside your door. When you were growing, you'd see how tall they and the buckles and the laces they could do up on their own, or almost could, with their tong tips barely showing, tell you how small they were. And then you think of little faces looking fearfully alone, and how they stood in their bare feet being told for the last time, just to be good. And that was all they were. They were like you in the same, but you grew up. They were scarcely even here before they suddenly were there. And while you got dressed for bed, they did the same, but they were led into another room instead. I live in the shadow of a hill of little shoes. I love, but I shiver with a chill, a chill I never lose. And I caught this cold when I was chosen to grow old.
in the shadow of a hill of little shoes.
In the house here, I've got pencil marks on a wall in one of the rooms which show the height of my grandchildren as they were growing. So the first marks start about 2 foot off the floor and they go up year on year by a couple of inches or a half inch here or wherever. And they're now 13 and 14, so quite big boys. And every time I listen to that song, all I see are those little pencil marks on the wall. And I just think, there but for fortune. Different time, a different place. Oh, the Hill of Little Shoes, Coop, Boys and Simpson, from their album As If. Now, Steve Byrne, a great Scots musician, wrote in to say, Innis Vadi Annie, the song, is a really creative working from Ulster of Helen Cruikshank's poem Shy Geordie, sometimes known as Up the Norran Water. Well, the poem is a lovely poem, but once it got into the hands of Podraigín Ní Uillechán, the wife of Len Graham, the great Irish singer, it became a beautiful, beautiful song. Podraigín is a well-known traditional singer herself, and the tune she put to this is just quite amazing. The song tells the story of a girl who finds herself, in the oldest story in the book, in trouble, but instead of the community shunning her, as was very often the case, she's fully accepted, as is the baby. It's a beautiful, beautiful song. And this version by the band Long Note, sung wonderfully by Tony Trundle, the great Irish fiddler, is, I think, just the best version of them all.
Up the winding river in by Innis Valley, honey's got a baby that hasn't got a daddy, and who the baby's father is, Annie never says, but some think it's Thomas's, and some say it's Shay's. And up the winding river, the bonny little baby is dangled and cuddled close by Innis Vadi's Annie. And who the baby's father is, Annie never says, but some think it's Thomas's, and some say it's Shay's. And up the winding river, the country folk are kind. Who the baby's father is, they don't much mind. But oh, the babe at Annie's breast, the love in Annie's eyes, it makes me wish with all my heart the lucky lad was I.
That was Innis Vadi Annie from the album Long Note, and the band, the Manchester band Long Note. And that album, I think, is really hard to get a hold of now. You may find second-hand copies on the internet, but as far as I know, it's no longer current. So do have a good look for it, because it is an absolutely cracking album. Three musicians at the top of their trade, making wonderful music. Now, Dave Wilcox, Anne Humphreys and Jim Paget all asked for Dave Burland singing The Dalesman's Litany. The Dalesman's Litany is a poem written by Frederick William Moorman, who, would you believe, was professor of English Language and Lit at Leeds University way back when. He wrote the poem in about 1900, and it was published in a book called Songs of the Ridings. The Ridings, of course, the three Ridings of Yorkshire, the North Riding, the West Riding and the East Riding. There is no South Riding, because Riding is an old Northern word for third. So Yorkshire was divided into thirds, thridings originally, and it later got corrupted to Ridings. Another useless bit of information, and what will it win you? Correct, prizes in pub quizzes. The beautiful melody that was put to it was written by Dave Keddy of Bradford, one of the founders of the Topic Folk Club in Bradford, I think. One of the oldest, in fact the oldest, continuously running club in the British Isles. Well, Dave Keddy's melody and the wonderful words came together in a marriage of true minds. And in my humble opinion, nobody sings it better than Uncle Dave Berland.
It's hard when folks can't find the work where they was bred and born. When I was young, I always thought, well, I'd bide me through it and corn. But I've been forced to work in towns, so is me litany. From Hull and Halifax and Hell, good Lord, deliver me. When I were courting a Mary Jane, told Squire, he says one day, well, I've got no room for wedded folk, choose will to wed or stay. Well, I couldn't leave the lass that I loved, so to town we had to flee. From Hull and Halifax and Hell, good Lord, deliver me. I've worked in Leeds and Huddersfield, and I've addled honest brass in Bradford, Keithley, Rotherham. Well, I've kept me bairns and me lass, and I've travelled all three ridings round, and once I went to sea. From forges, mills and sailing boats, good Lord, deliver me. I've walked at night through Sheffield lanes, well, 'twas same as being in hell, where furnaces thrust out tongues of flame, and they roared like wind on fell. And I've summed up coil in Barnsley pit, we muck up to me knee. From Sheffield, Barnsley, Rotherham, good Lord, deliver me. I've seen fog creep across Leeds Brig, as thick as Bastille soup, and I've lived where folks were stowed away like rabbits in a coop. And I've seen snow float down Bradford Beck as black as ebony. From Hunslet, Holbeck, Whipsey, Slack, good Lord, deliver me. But now us children are all fled to the country we've come back, and there's 40 miles of heathery moor twixt us and coil pit slack. And as I sit bit fire at night, well, I laugh and shout we glee. From Hull and Halifax and Hell, good Lord, deliver me.
The power of the human voice. And what a voice it is too. Dave Berland with A Dalesman's Litany from the album of the same name. Now, a few suggestions for this next song. The poem written by Alfred Lord Tennyson and the tune put to it by Ranny Arbo. The song is Crossing the Bar. Regular listeners to this show will know that I finished a show a couple of weeks back with the same song by the duo Doggerland. In this case, the suggestion came from Linda Howard that I play the version from Tan Yao's album Undipped. Tan Yao's are two ladies from Cumbria who make what I think is beautiful music. This goes out for Martin Alcock and Matt Randall as well. Tan Yao's with Crossing the Bar.
Sunset and evening star, and one clear call for me, and may there be no moaning of the bar when I put out to sea. When I put out to sea. Such a tide as moving seems asleep to fall for sound and foam, when that reached you from out the boundless deep turns again home.
Wonderful version there of Crossing the Bar, Tan Yao's, from their album Undipped. And I think you can still get that album, but you've got to get it from the wool shop in Sedbergh, Cumbria, England. Isn't the folk world a wonderful place? Listen, thanks ever so much for listening. I do hope that you've enjoyed this little show of songs which were originally poems and were set to music by incredibly talented people. I'll have another show for you next week. It's going to be a special looking at Green Tracks, one of the great little folk labels of the world. In the meantime, look after yourselves, spread the word, and whatever you do, Don't let the buggers grind you down. Ta-da.